This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The work-from-home office is the most populous office right now. And that's true for elected officials who've taken their meetings online along with the rest of us. The problem is the platforms like Zoom and Skype can shine a bright light into our personal lives. For some officials, that might not be that great, either for the officials or for the public they represent. Bridge Magazine reporter Jonathan Osting recently took a look at the phenomenon of government meetings online in an article with the priceless title, "Michigan Government's Take to Zoom, Burps, Porn, and Arrest Threats Follow." Jonathan, welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, April. Thanks for having me. I wish I could take credit for that headline, but have to thank my editor, Joel Kurth, for that one.
Burps and arrest threats and porn too, huh?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So what's some of the activity that you've observed in Zoom meetings between officials?
Yeah, so some of it is actually, I'd say, more serious than that headline might lead you to believe. A lot of these, you know, problematic interactions, and granted, there's only been a handful in Michigan that I know of, but there's been a bunch nationwide, have involved racial slurs. So, for instance, in the city of Kalamazoo, they hosted their first virtual meeting last week. The first 10 callers that they took were all prank callers. Most of them used the N-word or other racial slurs, called city officials names or compared them, in one case, compared the mayor to an egg physically, which was probably the least offensive thing said from those initial callers. But beyond that, other meetings have been interrupted by folks making burping, farting noises, or in the case of meetings where folks didn't disable screen sharing, people have even pulled up pornography in the middle of meetings or pulled up Google and looked up the KKK and stuff like that.
Wait, so, are you talking about this is coming from public citizens who are participating in the meetings or from the government officials who are leading them?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's coming from citizens. Now, right. Arguably, I think it's fair to assume a lot of these are not necessarily, for instance, in Kalamazoo, citizens of Kalamazoo. You know, the city suspects in their case that their Zoom meeting information got posted on a gaming website or a gaming forum somewhere. And the callers, more than 100 of them had lined up in that first opening of the meeting. They were almost all who got through were young, sounded like they were male, and all, you know, said similar things. So seemed like an organized attack in that case anyways.
I guess this is why we can't have nice things on the internet. Jonathan, Michigan does have an Open Meetings Act. Have you been able to find out anything about whether officials' online meetings are compliant with the Open Meetings Act, which does say that public meetings have to be open to the public? I mean, does it have to involve public participation to still follow the rules?
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, Governor Whitmer a couple weeks ago sort of relaxed the rules for the Open Meetings Act, you know, in response to the pandemic. I think even, you know, transparency advocates would say it might make sense not to have large gatherings of people in public spaces right now. So she allowed them for the first time to do this remote meeting where folks can use either the telephone or video conferencing technology to host public meetings instead. Now, the Open Meetings Act generally requires officials to make decisions in the open so that citizens can see what their government is up to. And the order Whitmer issued relaxed those in-person rules. It did specifically state that there still has to be a mechanism for two-way communication. So residents need to be able to chime in, to have a say. The local government still have to offer a public comment period for that sort of interaction to occur. But they're still figuring out how to do it in a way that sort of balances those requirements with, obviously, the hope to actually get the business of government done.
How do you do that? Is there some way to have the decorum of a public meeting, giving people a chance to speak their piece without everyone hijacking and pranking the proceedings?
Yeah, so Kalamazoo, which I wrote a lot about, they actually adopted in the middle of that meeting a motion to limit public comment to the end of session, and that's allowed. That's something that some communities do all the time at public meetings. So a lot of the pranksters who got on the call didn't want to sit around for an hour or whatever it was to see, you know, sort of the sausage being made in local government to have their say. Other folks that I talked to, for instance, in Meridian Township near Lansing, officials say they've had success using a password, which is widely available. It doesn't change. Anyone can find that password. But apparently they believe that there are pranksters who are just randomly inputting meeting IDs until they get through to one and then trying to disrupt it. So they think that's helped. They also have used a separate phone technology. So while they stream the video via Zoom and the city council meets that, or the township board in this case meets that way, they're filtering callers through a separate telephone system, which they're not really screening per se, but they think that extra step is discouraging some of these, you know, strictly online pranksters from getting through.
You know, the learning curve is pretty steep right now, and it's literally everyone from octogenarians to school kids. But this seems like a particularly steep problem for elected officials. Are there other kinds of problems that they're having to navigate because of distance?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, in some cases, communities just don't have the wherewithal to get this up and running that quickly, virtual meetings, that is. So I talked to an official in Allegan County. This official, you know, said they simply didn't know how, this is Otsego Township, sorry, said they simply didn't know how to set these up so quickly. And they also, this township had not issued government officials their own laptops or equipment. So some board members were wary of using their own cell phone or their own computer because of some security risks that they've seen from meetings in other places. So in their case, they didn't have a virtual meeting. They held an in-person meeting on March 28, and that upset the public too. A lot of people stayed out in the parking lot and were really mad. Even though the doors were open, they were mad that the government was having a meeting at this time, that they didn't feel safe going in to observe, and that wasn't streamed online. So, I mean, certainly, you know, officials are facing a real conundrum here, because especially with the pandemic and the way it's going to be impacting their budgets in the very near future, there's going to be some real business that local governments have to get down to. And, you know, holding it online has these risks, but trying to hold meetings in person can alienate the public as well right now.
Jonathan, thanks for your work on this. We'll see you on the other side of the Skype channel.
Yeah, thanks, April.
Jonathan Osting writes for Bridge Magazine. You can find his story, Michigan Government's Take to Zoom, online right now.